This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Jose Luis Ramos. Date of birth, January 13, 1961. Case ID number is 462-6447. Date of exam, February the 16th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Northwest Michigan Health Service, dated 6/21/2022. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of asthma, comma, osteoarthritis of the feet, knees, and hands, comma, back pain, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in August of 2023, where he worked as a migrant worker for approximately 30 years. He states that the work was seasonal, and when he did work, it was 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a trailer park, in a trailer, and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, asthma. Number two, osteoarthritis of the feet, knees, and hands. Number three, back pain. And number four, hypertension. History of allegations. Number one, asthma. The claimant states that in 1980, he was diagnosed with asthma and cardiac problems with allergies. He states the shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 80 feet, comma, climbing one flight of stairs, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, seasonal changes, comma, and sometimes with cigarette smoke. The claimant does have a history of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes per day for 35 years. The last time the claimant was in the emergency room was in 2019, where he was hospitalized for his condition for 1 day. He has not been intubated, but is presently on inhalers, comma, steroids, comma, but no oxygen at this time, which he states does give some relief. He was diagnosed with asthma. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis of the feet slash knees slash hands. The claimant states that since 2015, he has had osteoarthritis of his hands, feet, and knee area. The claimant does have a history of a fracture of the right ankle where an open reduction internal fixation was performed in 2000, but no steroids injections have been given. He states that since that time, he has also developed osteoarthritis in other parts of his body. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk 80 feet, comma, stand for 8 hours, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses. He occasionally takes Bayer 200 milligrams once a day for pain relief. He states the only physical activity he does is water the plants and sometimes walks around his trailer park for exercise. Allegation number three, lumbosacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2014, when he was working, a ladder fell on his back. He also was in a motor vehicle accident in 2017. Since that time, he has had tingling, sharp pain in his lumbar sacral back area that does not radiate down to his legs. No surgeries have been performed, but no x-rays or MRIs have been performed either to diagnose his condition. His limitations include being able to walk 80 feet, stand for 8 hours, sit for 4 hours, lift approximately 50 pounds, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time. His daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and watering the plants, and sometimes walking around his home area. He is not seeing a physician at this time. He states he did receive physical therapy for 1 month after the motor vehicle accident in 2017. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain, lumbargo, which appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1975, he was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal headaches. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no problems with his kidneys. His blood pressure at this visit was 158 over 102 mmHg, which is high. A second reading was performed, and it was 180 over 97 mmHg, which is still high. He is presently on lisinopril, 10 milligrams POQD. He was told of his condition and to follow up with his physician and to take an extra hypertensive pill, anti-hypertensive pill. Family history. His mother died of breast cancer when she was 64 years old. She also had hypertension. And he also has a sister with breast cancer. His father died at the age of 54 from colon cancer. And he has brothers who have died from renal disease as well. Medications. Albuterol, HFA, ProAir, 2 puffs, Q4 hours as needed. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams POQD. Fluticasone, propionate, 50 micrograms, actuation nasal spray. 2 sprays in each nostril, QD, fluticasone, Trelegy Ellipta, 1 puff, QD, ipratropium albuterol, 3 milliliter nebulizer, Q4 hours as needed, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, QD, montelukast, 10 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD. Past medical history, hypertension, severe persistent asthma, allergies, obesity, lumbar sacral back pain, and vitamin D insufficiency. Major surgeries. Right foot surgery in 1980 and in 2017 for a right ankle fracture with open reduction, internal fixation in 2000. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes per day for 35 years. He states he quit in 2012. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking a 15-pack of beer every 2 weeks and has done so for many years, approximately 40 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana, and crack. The last time he used marijuana was in September of 2022. He denies the use of cocaine, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.5 Fahrenheit, weight 266 pounds, height 5 feet, 8 and a fourth inches tall, BP 158 over 102 mmHg, and 180 over 97 mmHg. Heart rate, 77 beats per minute. Respiration, 20 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 95%. BMI, 40.5. General, this is a 62-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in acute respiratory distress secondary to uncontrolled asthma. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were not cleared to auscultation, and the claimant has generalized wheezings, bronchi, and rales, which appear to be severe. He also has labored breathing and decreased breath sounds. No other thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing, but mild cyanosis was noted on both the extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant does have some mild pitting edema of both lower extremities. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant also has a history of right ankle fracture, and there are 3 7-centimeter surgical SARs of his right foot and ankle area, two bilateral incisions of 7 centimeters, and 1 midline 7-centimeter dorsal midline incision, which appeared to be well healed. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. Some joint swelling was noted around the ankle area, and mild deformity of the right ankle was also noted, secondary to a fracture. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He presented with no assistive devices at this time. and is able to ambulate fairly well. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at plus 3 bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. However, the claimant is able to make a full fist. Opposed fingers and pinch at this time, but does the after neurological x-ray of the right knee, no acute findings. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine area, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to large objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild arthritis noted in the hand. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show respiratory fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have severe restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to severe asthma at this time. Probable diagnoses, number one, asthma, dash, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to be on multiple medications, and his lung function appears to be poor, although he does have a oxygen saturation at this time of 95%. Number two, osteoarthritis of feet, knees, and hands. Dash mild, confirmed with x-rays and physical examination. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain slash lumbargo, normal physical exam. And number four, hypertension, confirmed with physical examination, being treated at this time. His blood pressure was 158 over 102 mmHg. He was told to follow up with his physician and to take an extra pill. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Luis Ramos.